And the thought of a fertiliser tax has some Kiwi farmers on edge. The Minister for Agriculture, Damien O'Connor, is currently investigating the idea, at least throwing around a few ideas in the space, which could be as high as $150 a tonne. That would be that would potentially replace the He Waka Eke Noa plan to reduce farming emissions. But Damien O'Connor admits that industry leaders absolutely hate the idea. West Coast farmer and former Fed Farmers President Katie Milne is with us this evening. Kia ora, Katie.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Just talk us through the difference between a fertiliser tax and prices for emissions on farms.
Well, I guess the main thing really is that a fertiliser tax is just a punitive tax, that it doesn't give you any way to reduce your emissions effectively and get a reward for that, because it's just an input tax. Whereas reducing your emissions, if we develop the system right, which we were working on with He Waka Eke Noa, there could be clear rewards for farmers who genuinely and are working hard towards reducing their emissions on farm. So that's probably the two main things.
To put it really simply, it's like a stick approach versus a carrot and stick approach, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Under He Waka Eke Noa, at least as it is at the moment, there are incentives for farmers to do things like planting and that sort of thing that can help to, reduce emissions and reduce environmental impact. So there is reporting at the moment the government's frustrated at the lack of progress when it comes to He Waka Eke Noa. Is the industry still playing ball?
Well, the goalposts got shifted along the way, if you like, because we were all wanting to develop this document that would really take farmers with them. And if you were doing the right thing, you were grabbing any new initiatives and changing the way you farmed by tweaks. It doesn't have to be much necessarily. You would get some benefit out of it potentially. But I guess one of the ironies in all this, actually, if we can go down a level, is that, you know, agricultural greenhouse gas emissions last year were down 1.6%, and New Zealand actually had a drop overall of 1.1%.
Yeah.
And at that rate, we're actually on target to meet our the targets of the 2030 for agricultural emissions to be dropped by 10%. Without any added pressure, as in a tax or any of those things. So that does go to show that farmers are and have been working very innovatively around efficiencies and things they could do to reduce their emissions on farm anyway. So
yeah.
I guess that's a frustrating thing for farmers too, that we've been backed up by some data about the things we've always claimed are actually happening.
What do you think is going to happen with He Waka Eke Noa?
Well, it's really hard to know. I mean, given those numbers I just talked about, that farmers' efficiencies are driving us towards lower emissions anyway through better cows on farms, better grass species, and better utilisation of both, we're getting towards those targets. So I feel it can give us that chance to have a pause, a breather, and try and get it back on track if possible. Where the pricing part isn't the big thing, it's actually about all the actions on farms that you can do and put them through at scale to all the farmers perhaps who aren't doing it. My own farm numbers, we've got them now, which was part of He Waka Eke Noa and other things towards the targets, are 30% less than the average. So within farming itself, there's huge range. What are those things we can all do that are different, that some are doing, to make more change within what we've already got?
If it got to a point where the government pursued essentially a fertiliser tax or a pricing system based on fertiliser rather than on emissions and offsets, how would that impact farmers?
Yeah, well, we've done a few numbers on that sort of thing. And if you're an arable farmer in Canterbury, it's an average rise of $20,000. Per annum, dairy farm, $12,000, Southland, $5,000, and a finishing farm, like sheep and beef, actually $15,000, High Country Farm, $7,000, and that's all off the bottom line, let alone vegetable growers, potato growers, and all that stuff. And that would be on top of the old inflation that we've got, 51% rise in interest costs, fuel costs 33%, food costs 28%, and it's all actually adds to the non-level playing field, if you like, that we have, because we compete with farmers offshore who get, in some cases, a lot of help with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's sort of punitive and damaging to us. for no reason when we're actually already getting towards those targets. And those targets, we might not agree with them, but it's important to be keeping to be efficient and reducing our emissions because we do play on that global playing field.
Always appreciate your time, Katie. That is Katie Milne, West Coast farmer and former president of Federated Farmers.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.